Alabama Gazette is all about. Their banner is God, family, and country, a real conservative publication. News like it used to be, a real separation of opinion and fact that you can hold in your hand. It's like old times. The Alabama Gazette, 356-6700. They are offering a one-year subscription right now for just $38. That is a bargain. You'll be supporting free speech and really the cornerstone of our republic, a independent news publication. 356-6700, the Alabama Gazette, just $38 a year.
Appreciate you, Sky, and appreciate the Alabama Gazette being a sponsor of the program. And well, I appreciate you too, Eddie.
Well, thank you.
We all do.
Yeah, like we, I don't say it enough. We're really proud of you.
Oh, there's something coming.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The war in Ukraine at the top of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington. The U.S. and U.K. are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's White House meeting with President Biden on Thursday. Air quality alerts continue throughout parts of the U.S. from smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are experiencing very poor air quality. Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island has begun erupting once again. All activity is within a closed area of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, however. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 48 points, but the NASDAQ is up 145. This is SRN News.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises. Another hot with a little bit more humidity in the air and a good bit of sunshine. There will be spotty, scattered, random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, there will be a more generous supply of those hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Still random, but more active on the radar. High tomorrow, 91, and then upper 80s on Friday. We may get a little break from the storms for a day or two. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
WAKA Channel 8 News, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. From West Alabama, the city of Selma is still recovering from the January 12th tornado. Several buildings in the city's historic district, which is one of the largest in the country, were damaged in the tornado. Officials say progress is being made in the recovery, but there is still a long way to go. And Tuesday was the last day of Alabama's 2023 legislative session. This year, lawmakers had the luxury of surplus money in the budget. An $8.8 billion education budget was passed. That included a 2% pay raise for teachers and school employees. The legislature also approved a $3 billion general fund budget. There was also money for a $150 rebate for Alabama taxpayers and a gradual cut of the state's grocery tax from 4% to 2%. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
This is Evan Bass from Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
Welcome back.
Woman with the sweet love and better.
News and views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here. Sky Mosley here.
Grooving away to Wednesday.
You like a little head east every once in a while?
They were very big in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah, big Midwestern band.
Yeah, good group. I like some of those classics like that. But welcome back to the program, folks. In a second, we'll go to Mike Pence's announcement video. Tucker Carlson's first episode on Tucker on Twitter.
Oh, really?
That's what it's called, Tucker on Twitter.
Tucker on Twitter.
About a 10-minute piece. I'm going to go to like the halfway mark, though, because yesterday, you know what we did not get to read and get to?
What's that?
This story about all these whistleblowers come out saying, yeah, aliens aren't just a thing. Like, we've been, the U.S. government, right. Governments around the world have been collecting this stuff, have stuff fully intact, and they've been doing it for decades. And Tucker covers that story, so.
Yeah, we kind of teased a little bit with that yesterday.
Yeah, we'll let him do the heavy lifting there. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, bud?
You know, it's good to hear Sky in there. Have you considered making him part of your show, Joe?
Yes.
It would be a perfect scenario, and I've got the perfect title for y'all three.
Mm-hmm.
The Three Stooges.
Oh, I knew it was coming, man. It was too good. Too good.
Well, you know, it'd be a very easy sale. I mean, you could get some promotional stuff made up. And you could have the Three Stooges and put y'all's face on each one of them. I mean, I really think it'd be a stick. Myself.
What demographic are we going for that, Bill?
The hilarious one.
See, but I have been working on trying to get Sky to be here all the time. I need some more help here. We got big plans. We're like setting up cameras today. But I'm also looking for an intern, but unfortunately, Sky, I don't think you can be my intern. I'm looking for an intern with, like, a heaving bosom. That's, I think, the main qualification.
I don't think I'm going to make it, man.
Yeah,
you're looking for a transsexual.
You can interpret it that way, Bill, if you like.
Still don't qualify.
Believe what you want about me. I don't care anymore.
Well, I'm a little shell-shocked because Red Dot just called.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time that I can ever remember, I'm almost in agreement with him and what he had to say, but just from a little bit different point of view. You know, several of the Republicans have come out and announced that their plan is to run for president. And a lot of these guys are lifelong politicians. Several of them have been governors. And I've got a question, and I'm serious on this.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of this was just joking around, poking fun at you guys.
Right.
Who would elect somebody that couldn't run a state to run the United States? Makes no sense to me.
Well said.
And I don't care which one you look at. If you really go back and look at what their state was like before they went into office, what it looked like after they came out of office, you don't see a big difference. They didn't really have an impact. Why would you elect somebody that couldn't make an impact in New Jersey or Indiana to run the country?
Completely agree. And then you look at others like Asa Hutchinson. Wasn't Mike Pence? He used to be, what, the governor of Indiana? I guess the one person who could say, man, I really kicked butt is Ron DeSantis.
Ron D. Here's the qualifier.
Yep.
But, you know, I like Ron DeSantis, and I really like him as the governor of Florida. I'm not sure it's going to translate to him being a president of the United States. I mean, he has got a demographic in Florida, and there are still a lot of people in Florida that don't like him, especially some of the northerners that have recently bought land down. There's a contingent that is totally against him. But he's got a demographic down there that really supports him for the most part. So he can have a lot of success in that scope, in that market. You take him out of that and put him in California and see how he does.
Right. Well,
appreciate y'all letting me have my 2 cents worth. Y'all are sounding great. I think the three of y'all make a great team.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
272-9228. Let's go now to this clip of it's not Mike Pence speaking live. I'll have to check that out later. I honestly don't want to listen to it live. Though I have to say, when he first was picked as Trump's running mate.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement there.
Like, I'm sitting there, you know, Andrew. I'm sitting there with Andrew, my then roommate, and we're watching the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the few, like, I have all these people in my life that don't give a damn about politics, but they'll pay attention when it's the big tentpole events. So we're sitting and watching all the people speak, and Mike Pence comes out and gives a speech. And both me and Andrew looking at, he's like a G.I. Joe. Like, yeah, he's very nice. And me and Karen went over to this place called The Waters. There are too many swingers out there, so we left. It was The Waters in Indiana. 272-9228.
He's 25 to 30 years too late for his time.
Exactly. Like, I don't hate Mike Pence by any means, but let's listen. Let's give him. We played Cornel West yesterday. We can play Mike Pence today. Let's listen into this announcement video.
The land of opportunity, beacon of democracy, the shining city on a hill, land of the free, home of the brave. The United States of America. As a son of the heartland, grandson of an Irish immigrant, those aren't just words. My family has lived the American dream. I had the great honor to serve in Congress as governor and as your vice president. And I'll always be proud of the progress we made together for a stronger, more prosperous America. But today, our country's in a lot of trouble. President Joe Biden and the radical left have weakened America at home and abroad.
Don't you always love the chord changes? Mm. Like, it goes into that minor key and all that stuff. It's very well produced if you're watching, folks. A lot of there at one point, an American eagle, bald eagle, literally turns and looks you right in the eye, right into the camera.
Yeah, nice production value.
And now we're seeing, oh God, we're seeing the folks clinging to the plane there as they're leaving Afghanistan. Anyway, this is the negative part with Biden and Kamala.
The American dream is being crushed under runaway inflation. Wages are dropping. Recession is looming. Our southern border is under siege, and the enemies of freedom are on the march around the world. And worse still, timeless American values are under assault as never before. We're better than this. We can turn this country around, but different times call for different leadership. Today, our party and our country need a leader that will appeal, as Lincoln said, to the better angels of our nature. I have long believed to whom much is given, much will be required. My family and I have been blessed beyond measure with opportunities to serve this nation, and it'd be easy to stay on the sidelines. But that's not how I was raised. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing I'm running for President of the United States. We can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced budget, defend our liberties, and give America a new beginning for life. President Reagan described us as a shining city on the hill. And above all, he called on Americans to renew optimism and believe in themselves again, to believe in each other. Every time our nation has produced leadership that has called upon this country to do hard things, the American people have always risen to the challenge.
Yeah.
And we will again. We just need government as good as our people to do it. I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet. And together, we can bring this country back, and the best days for the greatest nation on earth are yet to come. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Right back at you, Mike. Mike Pence for president. Again, well-produced, very dramatic and all that jazz. Yeah, but I think, to your point, Eddie, it's like a few decades late.
But does that excite you guys?
It did not excite me.
And maybe I'm just seeing too many of them and, you know, kind of jaded to it now.
I knew the great communicator, and that's not him.
That's not him.
He's channeling. He's trying to channel.
Right.
But he's just doesn't have that charisma, that spark.
He doesn't. He's just dull.
I don't quite buy it either. It
doesn't make you... I'm not excited.
Yeah.
But it is very well done.
Now, you remember he pretty much kicked Kamala's butt in that debate.
Oh, he's a smart guy.
But then the thing that ruined that debate, you remember? Because he did well. He took enough time. He would go overtime where he was getting a lot more time than her accumulated. And he's doing well. She's kind of being a lightweight on a few issues and being herself, essentially.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, a fly lands on Mike Pence's forehead.
Oh, I do remember that.
You remember the fly?
I remember the memes.
And this is my point. I'm bringing this up because when you're trying to say, I believe America's best days are ahead of us. We need leadership that inspires the better angels of our nature. We can once again be that shining city on a hill. And then millions of Americans are like, dude, there's a fly on your face.
Yeah.
Wipe that fly off.
We're a different nation than we were in 1980 and 84.
The best was the meme that had the frog tongue come out. And he just keeps talking like it wasn't nothing.
The internet has ruined us. It's ruined that sort of America. I know there are a lot of people, first election was for Reagan. I think when I look back, Reagan is amazing. He is one of the heroes of the 20th century. Him and Margaret Thatcher taking down, say, the Berlin Wall, taking down the Soviet Union. It's not that time anymore. That was nearly 50 years ago when all that went down. So we'll see. I just don't see anybody ready. DeSantis is the only one within striking distance of Trump. I don't see anybody else doing it. Now, weird stuff could happen, but I don't see anybody that can take down Trump. And when you see, like, Chris Christie, again, siloed off and he's hitting Trump, it's like, well, that's a pretty good speech. Christie's a good speaker. But then you see the Trump response, and you're like, oh,
then I'm reminded, oh, yeah, it's Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Go have another sandwich. Sit down.
We'll see where all this goes. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, they can help you men out with those problems unique to men. They're reinventing men's health care here in the River region. So, of course, that can beat things like low T, low testosterone. Mm-hmm. or it could be, you know, prostate problems, sexual performance issues, to put it mildly. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
They can help you with all of that there at Montgomery Men's Health, and they can do it in a discreet way, an effective way, and they have all sorts of different types of treatments. As say you do have low T. Like, you go in for the $99 test. It's just a quick blood draw. They come back. They go, yeah, your testosterone is kind of low. No wonder you feel so run down and tired. Say, well, what can I do? And they say, well, you can do this. They give you a whole menu of options depending on how quickly you want to go with this, where you are in life. And after whatever treatment you choose, it's going to change your life. It really is. Most men after these treatments at Montgomery Men's Health experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns. You might even notice an increased sex drive.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Indeed. So call up Montgomery Men's Health today. Make an appointment at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Folks, you don't have to live this way. If you're a man, you're feeling constantly tired, constantly run down, never in the mood. You just don't feel like you. Check out Montgomery Men's Health. They can help you. 272-9228. Well, let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, good afternoon. Great show. Look, I have to be honest. It's not that I'm nostalgic for the days of the 80s, the first election I ever voted in. But I am nostalgic for the optimism, man. Yeah. I want my grandchildren to grow up in that kind of optimism. I don't want them to look in the mirror and go, I'm going to die. You know, right. I mean, there's got to be more to life than that. And I mean, you know, I don't like the produced stuff. I wish that was not the announcement. You know, I wish it was just organic. Hey, here we are. Hey, do your produced stuff later, you know. But, you know, that's some of the attitude I'm looking for in a candidate. You know, I don't like this dystopian vision that so many people have, and it's got to end, man.
Well, and what I would have recommended to Mike Pence, I agree with you on the hope thing. I just think it's going to come at how the aesthetic choice, like how are you going to, you know, make this artistic and engaging, and you don't need to go, in my mind, back to the same old bag of tricks Roger Ailes was. Right. It worked at that time, but it is really a different country. But I agree with you on the hope front completely.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, but he also looks like Rafe Bannon from the Johnny Quest.
He does.
I told you, Johnny Quest. Man.
And if I was advising Mike Pence.
He ought to lean into that.
If I was advising Mike Pence, I would say, hey, Mike, let's not do this big ad with like a bald eagle staring into the camera and waving flags. And there he is next to a fighter jet. It should be, hey, Mike. Sit down at a kitchen table, maybe next to Kara, next to your wife, and just talk to the camera about why you're running, what you want to do for the country. Simple, straightforward.
Like, kind of like a Western outfit. You know, I mean, he had on a jeans jacket, an open collared shirt, and a hat. You know, yeah, I can dig that, you know, but we really need to do away with the plastic. I'm looking for granite, you know?
Right.
And, That's something that these guys need to... Look, great show. You guys keep doing what you're doing. And Joey, great writing, sir.
Thank you, East.
Have a good one, East.
Thanks, East.
272-9228. Let's go to Miss Love before the break. Hey, Miss Love.
Hey. I want to say he had his chance. That's the way I feel about it. That's just me. He had his chance as vice president. And he didn't show me much of nothing in that benefit the American people. So he can go sit down. He won't get my vote, even if he get in.
Is there somebody you're looking at already this early?
Well, I'm trying to get out of Montgomery. Oh. And somebody told me go to Florida.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to take a look at that person, you know.
And I hear in many cities in Florida, they have this city council meeting in the middle of the day where it's bright and lit, and they have a handicap accessibility. So maybe Florida's the place.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like the place from what you're telling me and other people telling me. But I got a favor to ask to you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm having a problem. Whenever I call for the police, it happens. And I call for them. I tell them I live on Federal Drive and come around to Monroe's and park on that street. The last couple of officers that came to my house have stood, no car now, stood onto the right of way on Federal Drive, and they know they can't get there. And when it happened this time, I was kind of, he had to leave my house walking towards Capitol High School, and I was very concerned somebody might jump out the tree and knock him in the head, and then they'd be blaming me. It's dangerous for them to send anybody to my house, stand on the right of way by that fence, and holler at me. I'm not coming out my house no more unless they knock on my door. I'm tired of I tried to get in touch with the chief to explain what was going on. He haven't returned my call, and I was going to tell him at the city council meeting last night, but I was too sick to go. So please get this corrected. You think you can?
Yeah, I'm not exactly tracking, though, here. Well, I would keep trying with the chief. And when you're feeling better, go to the city council, talk to him direct.
Okay, well, I hope one of them don't die before then. By them letting them walk from the curbway down back towards the school. And I done called them many times, and they're not. But anyway, at least I got it out of my hands. And thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed one.
You too, Miss Love. I feel better soon, Miss Love.
Yeah, sorry you're sick. 272-9228. Well, this part of the program brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama. And there at Bath Innovations of Alabama, Brad McDowell and his team are ready to serve you. In fact, it is their goal to serve every household here in the River Region. That's a bold goal.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It's ambitious.
And they've gotten close, man. They've been doing this since 1994. And they've really proved themselves. And won't let them, if you've never worked with Bath Innovations of Alabama, prove themselves to you. Of course, they can help you with a full remodel. Maybe you're getting up there in age, or maybe it's not you, maybe it's mom or dad, or it could be you have other accessibility concerns. Well, they have these aging-in-place solutions for seniors and others with those accessibility concerns. They can offer solutions such as bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub modifications, walk-in bathtub, shower seats, safety bar railings even, as well as many specifically designed fixtures and accessories to help their customers bathing experience be as easy and safe as possible. And of course, they can do full remodels with this new ABS acrylic shower system. It can look like granite. It can look like marble. It can look like ceramic tile. You could probably make it look like brick. Like, they can do whatever look you want. Essentially, they can emboss a 4K image onto these high-strength polymer panels. Mm-hmm. Easy to clean. They can even do laser etching if you want that grout tile look, but you're not actually having to clean grout. It's just a great option. But maybe you don't need a full remodel. You might want one after you go to bathinnovations.com. But maybe you just need a chip, say, on the toilet or the bathtub fix.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a big spot on the sink that you're like, ugh, we got to get rid of that. They can help you with whatever you need there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. So you can always call them at 271-2723. Or you really should just stop by 2331 Eastern Boulevard. Sit down for a consultation and let them prove to you, well, they're the best. Bath Innovations of Alabama. Check them out today. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon.
Crank it up.
Name that tune.
Kenny Rogers.
Huh?
Kenny Rogers.
No, it's not Kenny Rogers. Yeah, think north. To the left and to the right. Donald Trump no longer possesses this.
Sanity?
Huh?
Sanity?
No, not Sanity. It's a remake of a one-hit wonder, I think.
Stop.
We'll be right back. Here's the song. You'll know now. I'm back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to Mama's Produce, where there's something for you. Something for you.
Hey y'all, this is Tammy
and Moo Mammy
at Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook
and you'll know where you're going to.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You doing all right today, Eddie?
I'm doing good, buddy.
You sure?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I was just
new
asking.
Listings, and I'm going to get home this afternoon. Might jump in the lake a little bit. Lake water has warmed up. You know, when he was up there, what, a week or so ago? 78 degrees, which is too cold for lake water.
Sure.
Yesterday, my depth finder said it was 82.
Oh, what's going on? 82
is pretty good. So
okay.
I'm probably going to check that out this afternoon.
Well, I don't mind that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, folks, 272-9228 if you want to join the program. Let's go to Thunder. Hey, Thunder.
Well, good afternoon. I noticed that Mike Pence threw his hat in the ring today.
Yes.
I'm not sure who's worse, him or Donut. Donut
Wait,
Boy.
Wait, who's Donut Boy?
Chris Christie. When you're talking about eating donuts. needless to say, I would not vote for Mike Pence, period. I will vote for an empty orange juice can before I will vote for him. That is how effective he has been for this country and what he did to the people of this country. Like it or not, all he had to do on January the 6th was say, there are questions regarding the efficacy of the vote. Therefore, the votes will be returned to the state. I cannot certify this election. That's all he had to do. And if he can't do that to take care of this country, who in the world thinks that he can run this country? He is so much of a coward. What will he do should China decide they want to invade? Should Putin decide that, oh, well, you know, I can invade America too? Therefore, I would not vote for Pence for anything. And the fact that he's even running is a absolute travesty to this country. I don't really have a candidate like you. I love what Robert Kennedy is saying. It's very interesting. I want a patriot for this country. And because of that, to me, there is only three that are standing up that could be president. And the first one that we come to mind is Donald Trump. Like him or not, Donald Trump. But Pence, that's an obscene joke. He's in it for the money, and that's all. And Chris Christie is really a joke. Tim Scott, could he be a very effective vice president? Yes, I think he could. I think with time, he could be a president. But not right now. Got some learning to do first. So,
well,
and if we lose Miss Love, we will be losing Florida. If she decides to go to Florida, Florida will be gaining a gem, a true gem. She is very special.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kelly. See you later, Eddie.
See you, Thunder.
272-9228, and it looks like Pence is speaking live right now.
Who's he putting to sleep now?
Oh, it looks like he's doing an interview from the speaking podium with Fox News. That's why I was confused. It looks like the live event has ended. He's still like he's giving a speech, but he's, well, Martha, I, interesting. 272-9228. Now, I mentioned a second ago that Tucker Carlson did his first Tucker on Twitter video. Let's check real quick before we play any of the... Oh, my
Lord. He looks pretty good.
No, no, it looks fantastic. It's professional. It looks better than Fox News, honestly. Mm-hmm. Not as washed out as TV, but look at this. 82 million views.
Oh, wow.
82 million. Listen into the beginning of this.
It's Tucker Carlson. This morning, it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. Mm. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic. It was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself.
Now, I want to pause there because that was, we talked about this yesterday, that was my first reaction, Eddie. But from further reading, listening, some people I trust, say like Colonel Douglas McGregor would be one of them.
Okay.
McGregor tends to think that this is probably nobody's direct fault. Like, nobody decided, let's target the dam, blow it up today.
Oh?
Yeah, he said, none makes sense, because the Ukrainians could have done that before. The Russians have held on to it months. They could have done that before. What he thinks is it's wear and tear. Like, it had already been hit, that dam.
Right.
They weren't up keeping it, obviously, in the midst of a middle of a war.
You get shot doing that.
And so could the, you know, the electrics inside it, the electrical system inside it caused that, you know, and then it blows up. He tends to think that it was nobody really wanted this, and it kind of hurts both sides and for all sorts of different reasons. Massive flooding. So it could be, it's just, this is what happens in war.
It killed everything in the zoo except for the birds.
Wow.
Everything.
Wow. Now, let's hit a break, but we'll come back and get to the juicy part of this first episode of Tucker on Twitter, where he really gets into, well, the story we didn't cover in detail yesterday, but okay. We teased it. This big leak about aliens? Alien craft? We'll get to it in a second. More news and views after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises. Another hot with a little bit more humidity in the air and a good bit of sunshine. There will be spotty, scattered, random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, there will be a more generous supply of those hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Still random, but more active on the radar. High tomorrow, 91, and then upper 80s on Friday. We may get a little break from the storms for a day or two. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And, of course, there at New Look Decorating, Brett Lanham and his team, Jordan, Katie, or even the owner, Brian Carr, they're all paint specialists. And, well, they can help you, whether you're looking to do it yourself or contract out a job. And, of course, they offer only that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint there at New Look Decorating Center. They can match any competitor paint color in that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. And if you're doing it yourself, they can give you tips and tricks so you do it yourself the right way the first time. They saved your marriage, right, Eddie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're going to go in there, well, I don't need to consult with my wife about what color. Yeah.
And I was quickly told, hey, man, cool your jets a little bit.
Right.
Here's some samples. Take some samples.
So they can give you those tips to even save your marriage at times if you're doing it yourself. Or if you are looking to contract out, say, a real big job, why not stop by New Look Decorating first and ask them, hey, got anybody you recommend?
I bet they do.
They're a 40-year local business, 40 years here in Montgomery, a true institution. They've helped out so many of our listeners, helped out so much of our family. Like, they're just great folks there at New Look Decorating Center. So check them out today. You can always call them at 271-0007. That's 271-0007. But I really encourage you to stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Bell Road runs into Atlanta Highway. They've got their own stoplight, essentially. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And be sure to tell them that you, well, heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Now, let's go back. I've skipped ahead some. Tucker's going to bring it on home about, well, the stories that the media isn't covering. You just have to believe, you know, what the experts say, even if it's a little tautological.
Your job is to support Ukraine. Watch Nikki Haley, a Republican candidate for president, explain this principle on CNN.
A win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. And for them to sit there and say that this is a territorial dispute, that's just not the case. To say that we should stay neutral, it is in the best interest of America. It's in the best interest of our national security for Ukraine to win. We have to see this through. We have to finish it.
See? It's very easy to understand. It is vitally important for you to support Ukraine because it's necessary for Ukraine to be supported by you. Your support is mandatory until it's finished, whatever it is, and whatever that means. So shut up and support Ukraine or else you're in trouble.
Mm.
Back when they still taught logic, statements like this were known as tautologies. Something is true because it is. The more you repeat it, the truer it becomes. It's a self-reinforcing reality. There was a time when tautologies were considered illegitimate arguments, not to mention hilariously stupid. Only dumb people talk like that. Now everybody in power talks like that. Diversity is our strength. Trans women are women. Zelensky is Churchill. It's all self-evidently true. Doesn't need an explanation, and don't ask questions. Sound familiar? Of course it does. That's the pap they're serving us day after day in steaming, lumpy portions. By this point, it's possible that American citizens are the least informed people in the world. Your average yak herder in Tajikistan knows who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's obvious. Does he think some skinny dude in a dress is actually a girl? Come on. That idea would never occur to him. You've got to be lied to at full volume over a period of years in order to reach conclusions like that. And of course, we have been. The media lie. They do. But mostly they just ignore the stories that matter. What's happened to the hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars we've sent to Ukraine? No clue. Who organized those BLM riots 3 years ago? No one's gotten to the bottom of that. What exactly happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified. How did Jeffrey Epstein make all that money? How did he die? How about JFK? And so endlessly on. Not only are the media not interested in any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft.
The U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft. The Pentagon has spent decades studying...
Wait, they have bodies?
Come on, Joey.
Bodies?
Come on.
...in these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay, that's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life. Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium.
Yep.
But in our country, it doesn't. The whistleblower's account ran on a technology website called The Debrief, which you've probably never heard of. The Washington Post had that story, but decided not to run it. The New York Times, meanwhile, just pretended it never happened. On the front page of the New York Times website this morning, there were five stories about Ukraine, as well as four stories apiece about Donald Trump, trans people, and climate change, the usual lineup. There was nothing at all about how an alien species is flying hypersonic aircraft over our cities. Not one word. So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information, and the rest of us don't know. We're allowed to yap all we want about racism, but go ahead and talk about something that really matters and see what happens. If you keep it up, they'll make you be quiet. Trust us. That's how they maintain control. When Western tourists first started traveling in large numbers to the Soviet Union in the early 1970s, they found that many Russians had a completely warped understanding of the United States. They thought that Americans lived in grinding poverty, in a state of perpetual race war, and were desperate to flee to the freedom and prosperity of the Eastern Bloc. They thought this because that's what they had been told. They had no way to know otherwise. The few Russians who understood what was really going on in the rest of the world had learned about it from listening to shortwave radio broadcasts, sometimes under the covers so the neighbors wouldn't hear. 50 years later, it is bewildering to consider the ironies here. We're the ones who live in ignorance now. The U.S. government has managed to classify more than a billion so-called public documents. So at this point, we can't possibly know what our leaders are doing. We're not allowed to know. By definition, that is not a democracy. Yet it's fine with the media. Secrecy is a powerful tool of control. Stop asking how we got so rich. Here's another story about racism. Go eat each other. That's the program. That's how most of us now live here in the United States. Manipulated by lies, silenced by taboos. It is unhealthy and it's dehumanizing, and we're tired of it. As of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon.
Carlson on Twitter is what it's called. That was the first episode, and I think Tucker's right on so many fronts. But again, I'm looking at this. How many people do you think that CNN town hall with Nikki Haley got? We can guess. Like a
couple hundred thousand, I'd say 400,000.
Right, and let's be generous and more than double that and say she got a million people watching her on CNN. She didn't, but she had a million people watching her on CNN. That 10-minute clip that we, jumped ahead in, but that clip by Tucker Carlson, 82 million views.
How long has it been up?
Since yesterday at 6.
Not even 24 hours yet.
Yeah. It's a different world, folks. A very different world. How it will affect the upcoming presidential cycle, we'll see. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, Alabama Home Mortgage. It was fantastic seeing Madeline Cannon yesterday.
Awesome seeing her yesterday. She's so full of facts when I need them. Just like today, her and I are going back and forth. We're working on a deal together. I hit a wall. I could not think of how to get around this wall, so I called her up. We had a quick 5-minute conversation. All of a sudden, the contracts went out. Everything is good all over.
There you go. And when it's a pro like Eddie here, when it comes to real estate, saying that, no, these are the truly knowledgeable folks.
Tell you.
You got to work with Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They have earned that reputation. They can prove it to you. Whether you're looking to be a home buyer, especially first-time home buyers, they can walk you through that entire process with no surprises along the way. Yeah, no surprises, especially on closing day.
Right.
And, of course, they can also help you with a great refinance deal. As Madeline was telling us yesterday, there are a lot of folks saying, hey, I need cash.
Mm-hmm.
They want to essentially consolidate, pay off debts. And if you are stuck under a mountain of debt, especially credit card debt with those ridiculous interest rates, call up Alabama Home Mortgage. See if you can do a great refinance deal on your current mortgage. Call them at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. We're trying to get in touch here with Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics, but in the meantime, let's go with James. Hey, James, how you doing?
Julie, would you believe I got up from a nap for this?
No, but good for
actually,
you.
Actually, that would not be correct, Joey. Okay? There's another choice. 82 million people. Maybe I should advertise my book with Tucker Carlson. What do you think that would cost me?
I have no clue. It'd be probably a big chunk of change.
Joey, you understand why we're in the situation we're in today. We believed the first lie from the father of all liars. And that's why we're here. What amazes me is the amount of people who struggle with the idea that we are continually lied to. Hmm. And of course, there is nothing new under the sun, so that shouldn't be difficult for people to grasp. You following, Joey?
Yes, sir. I find myself stuck in Ecclesiastes and Job, but I can't get out of those.
Okay. There was another point I had that I was going to try to make, but since I just recently got up from a nap, oh, goodness gracious. It leaves me, Joey. You'll find that once you approach, the closer you get to 60, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Here it is. Coast to Coast AM. All right? See, these people were way ahead of Tucker Carlson. And also, another human being that used to be on this network that, well, I think most of us know what happened there. Ta-ta, Joey.
Thank you, James. Yeah, people move on to greener pastures or something. Let's go to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
well, what's going on?